George here. And music you're hearing in the background is Top Speed. So the game's actually running. I'm on the main menu. I got the controller all assembled here as much as can be. There's a... In that little package there was the board, if you will, that contained the foot pedals. It seems to work. I've been through trying to configure it once already. I had to install the software after all, which was relatively painless. Anyway, I'm going to see if I can get this to actually work with a game. I'm praying I can. I didn't realize I had to restart the computer. I've already tried to configure this once, and it really didn't work out all that well. So, I'm gonna retry again. This doesn't seem to have a make on it. It's just an Extreme Game controller. And, as I pointed out earlier, it's sold by the source, so, I will try to reconfigure my controls. You have to arrow down to get to where you need.
Time trial. Single race. Multiplayer game. Options.
Options.
Make a selection. Game settings. Controls.
Controls, yes.
Make a selection. Select device.
Oh, select device.
Oh,
let's try that.
Change options here. Keyboard. Joystick or steering wheel.
It was not selected. Yes, see, I went through this race and I started up and nothing was working. So I'm going to change this over to, of course, the controls. Of course, I overlooked the I just thought it was what the menu dealt with. I didn't realize that was an option in there. So, selecting steering wheel. There we go.
Option saved. Make a selection. Select device.
Okay.
Force feedback. Select device. Force feedback.
Make sure that's on.
Change option to on.
Okay, that means it's already there.
Go back. Off. On. Go back.
Go back, yeah.
Make a selection. Select device. Go back. Make a selection. Game settings. Go back. Main menu. Quick start. Time trial.
Time trial, yes. I want to get into something where I'm not going to hit anybody.
Racetrack.
And racetrack we'll go with.
Select a track. America.
Yep.
Select a vehicle. The Blackbird race car. The feisty mini. The piddling pickup.
Go with that one for now. And we'll see if this controller is actually going to work. So before I do that, I wonder if it'll let me start from there. I'm going to try that anyway. Nope, I got to use the enter key.
Select transmission mode. Automatic.
Oh, that's why. I'm going to go with automatic for now, just so I can get the sense of steering and work on the pedals and that. I'll just pray they work.
Prepare to race.
Yeah. Three, can't be.
Two, one.
Easy left. Left. Easy left.
Seems to work.
Easy left.
Ooh, that brake definitely works. Whoop. Too far left. I gotta get the sensitivity on this thing a bit better. It's an adjustment for that. I might have to increase it.
Easy left.
That's going too far to the right.
Only two more laps.
Easy left. Left. Easy left. Easy left. Left.
that's a good way to start out. A real good one. Now, at least the vehicle's recovered and started again.
Left.
Too far, I believe.
Left. Easy left.
Taking a while to get to the range on these things.
Easy left. Left.
Too far.
Easy left.
And there's the finish line.
Your time. 3:40.500 seconds. The best time so far is 1:31.320 seconds.
Well, not my best run ever.
Select a track type, racetrack.
Obviously you can tell by the time trial there, but that was with the keyboard and I'm working with a different set of controls, which I think ultimately I'll learn to like better than the keyboard. I just have to get used to the fact that this is graduated, so if you turn the steering wheel a little left, it goes a little, and if you turn it goes a lot, rather than simply turning or not turning, as was the case with the keyboard. The same with the throttle and the brake. Slight pressure on the throttle gives a gradual acceleration. If you really tromp on it, then you're going to take right off. Same with the brake. You touch it, it kind of slows down a little. Stomp on it, you'll skid. It's pretty realistic. However, the force feedback didn't seem to work, so that might not be supported with this particular controller, because I did crash right badly and didn't get much feedback. Actually, come to that, I didn't get any. Anyway, we'll leave that for the time being. It's a success story, my first game controller. And so thanks everybody for listening, and we'll talk to you later. Bye for now.